Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Didn't they? Come on, they put it together, so I guess what I'll do is I will just kind of bridge a couple of the things that they spoke on this morning. If you will turn to, and I won't take a lot of your time this morning, but I do have a little something to share. And actually, it's a pickup on what we talked about last week. So we've been talking about unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit through faith that we can receive. A lot of times, Yahweh wants to move. He wants to give us things. And I'm not talking about material things. Yeah, that's cool. But he wants to give us some things that you cannot put a dollar amount. You can't put a dollar amount on peace of mind. Can you? You can't put a dollar amount on a sound mind. That you're not going, what? Crazy. You know? You can't put a dollar amount on joy. Because, listen, I got a lot of millionaires who tell you that all the money did not bring them joy. But yet, we are not millionaires. Well, some of us. And we still have what? Anybody got joy? Wait, hold up. I need to know if we got people that got joy and peace of mind this morning. All right. You can't buy that. People try, but you can't. And so I'm thankful this morning that even through the gift of our children, they have kind of shared some things with us that we can understand that there is hope for our life. So go here to Luke 24th chapter. I went there last week. I'm going to do it one more time. You can never keep going on two scriptures too many times. Every time you go to a scripture, there's new revelation. And so when we go to Luke, the 24th chapter, and it says, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. And who are we talking about? This is Yeshua. He was walking with his disciples. And before he had appeared to them 40 days after he had been crucified and risen from the dead. And so he was preparing them and getting them ready for 40 days. And he was, you know, saying things to them before his ascension. And this is what one of the things that he shared with them. And he says, while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moshe. Yeah. There were promises that he had given his children in the Word in the Torah. And what is it that you have when someone tells you that something is going to come for you? Right? And something is going to completely change your whole life, and you have to just wait for it. There's a couple of things that you go through, right? Just remember, you know, when you're a kid. when they said, hey, listen, if you're good, you're going to be able to get this. And so what did you have? You had expectation.
That's right.
And you had hope. And so that's what he gave his children in the word. He gave them what? Expectation and hope, right? Knowing that something's coming that's going to what?
Change
you to some good that's going to be to your benefit. And so he says, these things were written in the law of Moshe and in the prophets and in the Psalms, what? Concerning me. Then opened he their understanding. Sometimes you don't even know what it is. Right? But you're trusting it with an expectation that whatever it is going to be for my what? It's going to be for my good. Sometimes you don't understand. But guess what? He will open up your understanding. So that we may understand these scriptures. And so that's what he was talking about. And so last week I was sharing with you. And we were talking about faith. You take that hope and that anticipation. And then you have what's called emunah. That is the Hebrew word for faith, right? And so, from us, if I promise something that's going to be coming sometime in the future, the only way I can wait and believe and have anticipation and hope is that I operate in faith.
Come on now.
Right? Because I got to believe that what he said was going to happen is going to what? Happen. When you guys pray, do you believe that it's going to happen? So tell your neighbor, we got to
wait on it.
And just that waiting process, you operating in what?
Faith.
Thank you. Waiting. See, it's when you operate in other stuff, right? Fear. Panic. Right? Desperation.
Woo.
Anxiety. You do some crazy stuff when you're desperate.
That's right.
Right? But if he said he was going to do it, he's going to what? Do it. And so this is what we had talked about. So go to Isaiah. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Yeshayahu. Yahweh has his people, his children. And he's speaking of his children in the word. And there's this king ruler, Ahab. And Ahaz, he's promised some things to him. And for Ahaz to inherit that, he has to believe that what was promised him is what? True. So when Yahweh says, hey, I'm going to do some things. I'm going to move in your life. You have to believe that that is what? True. I'm going to take away your pain. I'm going to take away your anxiety. I'm going to take away your stress. You have to believe that's what? Now, it's us in disbelief that go back and pick that thing up.
Come on now.
When you pray for something, you're supposed to what? Believe it. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. So once you cast that thing, what do? Tell you never leave it alone. But see, what we do after we throw that thing away, we run back and go pick it up again. Well, how are you going to do it? Well, how is this going to happen?
Already done.
Somebody said, don't worry about it. I got some of y'all worrying right now. Tomorrow's Monday, and something is due. Tomorrow's Monday, and you don't know how something's going to happen. Tell yourself, I can't worry about that. And so here he's talking to his children. Listen, you have a King Ahaz, and then you have, he was the king of Yehuda. What does Yehuda mean? Judah. Praise. So, if you know that you're his child, and you know that he's got you covered, why are you tripping? And And so this is the word that we were talking about last week. So there were promises in this. And so if we read the first verse in the seventh chapter, and it says, "And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Uzziah, king of Yehuda, that Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up towards Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it." So there were some people that was trying to bang on their doors.
All right.
There was people coming trying to attack them, right? But they tried. The enemy's going to try.
Yes, he is.
Tell yourself, the enemy's going to try me. But what does the scripture says? But cannot prevail against. Why couldn't he prevail against? Because these are God's people. So he's talking to them then. He's talking to you now. He's talking to them then. He's talking to you what?
Now.
And so he said, yeah, there's going to be some dudes coming and they're going to try to war against you, but you're not going to prevail. And so the second verse says, and it was told of the house of David. That means the government of David, the Davidic government at the time, saying Syria is confederate with Ephraim, meaning they have joined forces. And his heart was moved, and the heart of his people. So in this context, when it says their heart was moved, they were afraid. And they were so afraid that as the trees of wood are moved with the wind, they were shaken. And the people had heard this report that these folks are coming in and trying to attack us. And they were afraid. Now the first thing that tries to come upon you in everything that you are confronted with is fear. Because that's how we're made up. You're wired that way. You're wired for tripping. Your flesh is wired to trip. It's the fallen world. But how are you going to respond to the trip? Are you going to let the trip take you on a trip? Are you going to respond what? In faith, believing. And so that's what the second verse was pointing out. So the third verse says, then saith Yahweh unto Isaiah, he says, Yeshayahu, he says, go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Shirjashub, which means, that name actually means a remnant shall return. Thy son at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fullest field. It just meant on the south side of the aqueduct. You got to try to get an understanding when you read the word.
Amen.
I told you guys this last week. Fourth verse says, and say unto him, so he sent a prophet to Ahaz. It says, say unto him, take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. And this is where we left off last week. He said, I got a word from the Lord. I got a word from God, Yahweh. And it says what? Take heed. That means listen. Be quiet means... I hate to use the word shut up, but sometimes we got to... Sometimes the Spirit got to tell you, shut up. You start complaining, you start tripping. He might tell you to be quiet, but you know how long about the Spirit? He talks to each of us like we need to be talked to. Some people will stop at shh. The Spirit of Yahweh, you know, you start tripping, he'll say, the Spirit will be like, shh, peace be still. And then some people listen to that. But then you got some of us will listen. Some of us will, he'll say, shh. You'll be like, yeah, but I don't. So his shh gets a little more.
Come on now.
So the second time he says shh. And you say, yeah, but. And that's when he says, shut up. So some of y'all are shut up. Some of y'all are just shh. I'm striving to be just a shh. I'm striving because, you know, we wire. And so it says, take heed, listen. Be quiet. Shut up and calm down. Fear not means don't be afraid. Neither be faint-hearted. And that means Don't panic. So, like I did last week, I'm telling you all, number one, say listen.
Listen.
Two, calm down.
Calm down.
Three, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Fourth, don't panic.
Don't panic.
And it says, for the tales of these smoking firebrands, talking about these guys that are trying to come up against you. Well, firebrands, like I was telling you guys, are torches, basically. And normally a torch would, it's a piece of wood and it would have a fire on the top. But he's saying, these dudes are firebrands and they don't have no fire. These dudes are firebrands and all they have is smoke. They just smoke it. So that means whatever they're saying, they ain't got no power. They're just puffing smoke. They're just blowing hot air, as the apostle just said. So when the enemy tries to mess with you, listen, y'all, he's already defeated, but he's trying to find out if you know that you have the victory or not. And so all he's doing when he's coming up to you is he's puffing and huffing. But there ain't nothing behind it. It ain't got no fire. Tell your neighbor, it ain't got no fire. The fire's been put out. Now see, it may be fire if he's messing with devil's children, folks that ain't saved, but he's bumping up against the children of Yahweh. I mean, he ain't got no power over us. He tries to fool us into thinking that we ain't got the power. And so he says what? These two smoking firebrands, they're what? For the fierce anger of resident Syria and of the son of Remaliah, they talk, basically he's saying they talk big, but there is nothing to them. And why? Because they have no victory. And the fifth verse says, because Syria, and this is where we were getting last week, Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah, all three of them dudes that are trying to come up against the children, right? Have what? Taking evil counsel against thee, saying, let us go against Yehuda and vex it, and let us make a breach, that means take it for us, and set a king in the midst of it. So they were like saying, we're going to take your stuff and we're going to set up a new king in the middle of y'all. They're talking big, but what? There's nothing to it. And so it says in the seventh verse, thus saith Yahweh, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. So no matter what the report of these guys that are coming against you saying, I'm telling you, who's telling us? Yahweh was saying, regardless of what they say, it shall not stand. Neither shall it what? Come to pass. This is what God means. This eighth verse. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 70, and biblically 70 means 20 years. A score is 20. 70 would be what? 60. And 5. So you're adding 5 years to that. So they're saying, in 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. He's saying, I'm telling you that because you're worrying about these guys, and you're worrying about a situation that has no future. Why are you worried about these guys? In 65 years, they won't even exist anymore. So you're worrying about an enemy that doesn't even have a future. And I've already told you what your future is, and your future is victory. Your future is triumph.
Amen.
And if you would believe what I say, amen. This is what gets me, saints. You can believe what the word says about you, or you can believe what the enemy says about you. If anybody says you're a failure, you're defeated, you can't do it, is that Yahweh?
No.
He says you're the head and not the tail. He told you you're above and not beneath. He told you you're more than a conqueror. So You only got two reports to believe, saints. You either going to believe the devil's report, who is a liar.
Yes.
Even the word tells us he is a liar from the very beginning. He's a father of lies. Are you going to believe Yahweh? It's crazy because the Bible said that there would be a day where people would rather believe a lie than the truth. Even now. I don't want to get too deep into it, and I don't want to get political, but there were a lot of lies going on during the election. And guess what? People chose to believe. Well, what are we finding out now? We're finding out the truth that a lot of them was lies. But Yahweh is a God that he cannot lie. So if he told you you got the victory, what you got? If he told you that not only are you a conqueror, but you're more than that. My God, what is more than a conqueror? More than a conqueror means everything. In everything, you're a conqueror. Guess what it means? More than a conqueror means undefeated. Do I have anybody who's undefeated? Okay. So understanding that, there's no reason why we should be panicking about an enemy that has no future. And I told you guys last week, the demons that have been messing with you in 2016, they will be non-effect in 2017, as long as you believe. Anybody been through something in 2016? Okay, I'm telling you right now, if you receive this word of Yahweh in 2017, you will cross over and you won't have to worry about none of that mess no more. Does anybody believe that? You gotta believe it to receive that. Up for failure. You serve a God that's setting you up for victory. Every time, it ain't fair. It ain't fair because the enemy wants to defeat you. The victory that you have ain't fair, but hey, we got favor, and favor ain't fair.
Hallelujah.
So you better start seizing this because we already know the end of the story. Right? The end of the story. Some people like, don't give me the end of the story. I don't want to know the end of the story. Yes, you do. The end of the story is that you win. I don't want nobody to rewrite my ending. My ending is always going to end in victory. So that's why you guys got to receive this. And so, listen, he sent a prophet trying to convince this dude that should have already known what his future was, saying, hey, I told you this already going to be all right. Now I got to send a prophet to tell you that it's going to be all right. And that's how he is with you. He keeps on, he done already given you the word.
Well.
Yeah, I'm talking about all y'all up in here. He already gave you the word, right?
Yeah.
And then he sent brother so-and-so to come say something to you.
Well.
Something to encourage you. He sent sister so-and-so to encourage you. And you still tripping. Then you'll send somebody else. Who's been in that situation like that? I was tripping. And then he sent a word through one of the brothers and sisters. And the word that the brothers and sisters brought was just the same word that was in the word of Yahweh.
Well.
It was just confirmation. They didn't come with anything different. They just said, hey, victory is on the end. And Yahweh told me to tell you and encourage you. And you say, okay, well, encouraged for a couple of hours. And then you go back to tripping and slipping. And then he sent somebody else.
Thank you.
He not sent evangelists. And you listen to him for a couple hours. Then he sent Brother Ricky. Brother Ricky just confirmed the same confirmation that the evangelist confirmed. That was the same confirmation that the Holy Ghost and the Word had already confirmed. And if you had listened to the Holy Ghost and the Word at the first time,
hallelujah,
you wouldn't be in that situation. And so here we have Ahaz as being reassured. Now, you know what, saints? Every now and then, a little reassurance. It's okay. But after he done sent you some 2 and 3 reassurances, I mean, seriously, what more do you need? And so we're going to go right here where it says, and the 9th verse says what? Oh, the 10th verse says, moreover, Yahweh spake again unto Ahaz, saying, listen, 11th verse, ask me a sign of Yahweh, thou Elohim. He says, this is Yahweh telling him, just ask me. I'm already reassured you. So just ask me for a sign. And hey, ask it either in the depth or in the height above. That means no matter how deep it is,
it don't matter.
Just ask me. No matter how high or insurmountable it seems, just what? Ask me. Saints, I told you this last week. There is nothing that you are going through that is so deep and is so high that he cannot answer it and work it out and give you the victory. Nothing. Who believes nothing? Right? So he says what? All you got to do, open up. You know, I'm going to say it.
Hallelujah.
Open up that mouth.
Yes.
Because this is what you do. You open up your mouth about anything else. You open up your mouth with negative stuff.
Well,
you open up your mouth about complaints all the time. I don't know too many nair people that hold on to a complaint. I want to see the manager. Then when you get the manager, well, who's over your head? Y'all got a whole script. Well, who's above you? Give me the number to corporate.
Corporate.
You are relentless because you want to take your complaint to the highest authority.
Come on now.
So why not take your request to the highest authority? Why not? Because they ain't asking you for your opinion on stuff. But he said, does it seem deep to you? Don't worry about that.
That's right.
Ask me. He says, I'm trying to do some things. I'm trying to work in your favor, but I need you to ask in belief that I'm actually going to do it.
Yep.
I'm actually going to come through.
Yep. Thank you. Hallelujah.
This dude right here is like to us because I'm going to tell you what the next verse says. Lord, help us. Somebody say, help us.
Help us.
Like Mother Jamerson says, I was about to say Mother Yamerson. No J in the Hebrew. She says, mercy. Ask him for mercy on us because this is what the 12th verse says. But, yeah, wait. Then see, there's always a but. The problem about what we have, we got the wrong B word. It should be believe, but we always, but the doctor, but I see, but I faint, but he said, but she, we say he says, she said, they said, who is they anyway?
Come on.
You know how people say, they said, well, who is they? Why can't we as believers say, the word of Yahweh said, Yahweh said, Yahweh said, he said. And you have Yahweh himself giving this word to Ahaz. Guess what Ahaz has the nerve to say? He says, I will not ask. Neither will I tempt Yahweh. Didn't he say it? Wait, ask your neighbor. Didn't he say ask?
Didn't he say ask?
Isn't that what he's telling you?
Yeah.
When you got something, all he needs, he says, ask. And you shall what? Receive. Seek. And you shall what? Find. Knock. And the door shall what? So there's an action
right.
that he's requiring of us. Ask. Seek. Knock. I don't know about you, but I'm knocking. I'll be knocking. I'm seeking. Because he said, if you do those things, then you'll be the one that what? Finds it. And so Ahaz says, I will not speak. I will not ask, rather. Neither will I tempt Yahweh. Now, you telling this to Yahweh? I ain't asking. Now, we can take this into the natural realm. They say a closed mouth. Is that true? What does that mean? Can I get somebody to give me some seasoned individual? Somebody who has the wisdom and knowledge of a few years? Just a few. Can you break that down for me? A closed mouth don't get fed. You got it? This is some Alabama wisdom that you're about to hear.
If you're hungry and you don't tell somebody you're hungry, you're going to starve. A closed mouth don't get fed because we don't know what you want. You're not saying nothing. You have to ask. Let them know you're hungry. Make noise.
Let them know you're hungry. Make noise. Anybody hungry for the word and the prayer of life? Make noise. Don't be ashamed. It's okay. Speak to him. He said, ask me. And so what? So 12 verse says this. I'm not going to do it. 13 verse says, and he said, hear ye now. Oh, basically, this is Yahweh saying, let me tell you something. And he says, is it a small thing for you to weary men? Mm-hmm. See, let me break this down for you. Your crazy talk right now, he's telling Ahaz, is bad enough that you spewing that craziness and you making men tired. Because the effect, your faith has an effect on the rest of this nation. Because if I'm telling you to ask and you won't ask, you're affecting the rest of my children. You're affecting the rest of the folks. And your disbelief or your unwillingness to open up your mouth and ask me is making them weary. And he says, but you're going to weary Yahweh too? What does that mean? You're making people tired and you're making God tired. How? How am I making them tired? Because he keeps on saying, my son, my daughter, this is yours, this is yours, this is yours. And you keep on saying, where that? What you gonna say, Apostle? What? I'm not gonna ask. And you not asking means that you don't. How many of y'all making Yahweh tired? Because he keeps telling you his promises and you will not open up your mouth in belief.
Thank you.
Because see, some of y'all make Pastor Tom tired. Because I keep telling y'all, don't they make you apostle? You think it?
Apostle said they used to make me tired. But basically he said, I done passed it on to you, Pastor Tom, so they making you tired. Now you know what I've been going through all these years because I keep telling you that we serve a God that is able, and I will tell you that and for the rest of my life. And sometimes it makes me tired, but I just want somebody to believe with me that we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever it is. Ask. Stop making saints tired. We keep on encouraging you, but sometimes it's going to get to the where the rubber meets the road, and you got to start encouraging yourself.
Come on now.
I mean, we be calling. Y'all won't answer the phone. We don't see you at church. We trying. We where at?
We're trying to encourage you. And you at home, oh, oh, it's me.
You better talk.
And we keep on calling. I asked Ricky, he the head of the follow-up. Yeah, we calling. We've been calling that. And then y'all had the nerve to change the number. And then months later, well, ain't nobody called me. Nobody care about me. We was calling you. You changed your number and didn't even give us the new number. And making us tired, we're trying to track you down. We're trying to, listen, we ain't trying to get in your business. We're just trying to encourage your soul. We're trying to reinforce the fact that you serve a God that is there for all of your needs. We even have to tell veterans that. Sometimes some of y'all forget that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. But the last person that I want to make weary is Yahweh. When he says something, I want to jump right on. Well, yes! Yes, Yahweh. Oh, yeah, you said that, yes. I'm sorry that I didn't remember that. But don't worry. In the future, I will always remember that I'm more than a conqueror. I apologize. Oh, Yahweh, you said, that's right. You did say that I was the head and not the tail. Father, forgive me for acting like the tail. I won't do that again. I'm embarrassing you because you said that, and here I am acting like a tail.
See? Come on, Jesus.
And everybody sees your tail. And you're more than that. Tell your neighbor, you're more than that.
Hallelujah.
Hey! But tell them again. Say you're more than that.
You're more than that.
Tell yourself, I'm more than that.
Hallelujah.
So then he goes on to tell us, and I'm not trying to make y'all tired. I'm just trying to encourage you, just like the word says.
Come on now.
And so then he says, the 14th. Therefore, Yahweh himself. He says, you know what? Since you can't open your mouth and ask me for a sign, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a sign.
Come on.
You don't know what to ask from me. Let me let you know what I'm going to give you. Let me let you know what I'm going to do in your behalf. In spite of yourself, I'm still going to work in your behalf.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Sometimes in spite of us, how many of you guys, you were acting in disbelief, you were tripping, You were crying, and guess what? In spite of all that, he said, I'm still going to come through for you. That's mercy. And so he said, let me give you a sign since you won't ask. And then he says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name, Emmanuel, or Emmanuel, as you know, Emmanuel. He said, you know what? In spite of you not asking me, even though I told you you're victorious, let me send you a sign.
Come on now.
I'm going to send you a sign that I'm going to give you my son. Means that his name will be God with us. That's what Emmanuel means. Emmanuel means what? And who is that? Yeshua. And we know that Yeshua came to save us from all of our destructions. So even though we were operating beneath what we should have been operating at, even though our belief was below what his expectations was, even in all of that, even in our sin, even in our doubt, he still said, I'm going to send you my son, and he's going to be able to solve everything that you can ever go through.
Amen.
Do you know the gift that has been given to each and every one of you in the form of Yeshua?
Amen.
Mashiach?
Thank you.
All you have to do is believe on him. All you have to do is call his name.
Hallelujah.
All you have to do is acknowledge him. When you're in a situation, in the name of Yeshua. You got pains. You got some things that ail you. In the name of Yeshua. I'm having panic attacks and anxieties and things are just being, I'm so overwhelmed. He's giving you the name. In the name of Yeshua. And he's just looking for some people that are going to believe in the power of his name and in the love that he sent him in. Is anybody acknowledging Yeshua today? In your life. In your life. That his name may be glorified in your life. That he may be called upon to resolve your issues in your life. That you can acknowledge him in whatever it is, and he will change the path of your life. Just for a few seconds, let's acknowledge who Yeshua is in our lives. Thank you, Father Yahweh, your son, your sign, a sign of your love, a sign of the confirmation of your word, a sign of your dedication to mankind to reconcile us back to relationship. Hallelujah, that lift us up, iron sharpening iron.